Welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio, your spot for the best mixed martial arts and professional sports entertainment information. Now, please welcome to the ring your host, Mark Bland, with Matt Kruger and Andy Eckel.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio. And man, we have a lot on tap, so we need to get to it ASAP this week, ladies and gentlemen. Cyborg defeats Gina Carano for the Strikeforce Women's title last night. Tonight is TNA Hard Justice. Kurt Angle has a run in with the law, and that's not a good thing at all. Plus, next Sunday is SummerSlam, and we are going to be breaking down the card. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, last night, after months and months of him talking trash and his little hand puppet we call Kenny G or GZG or whatever his name is, Donovan Ruddock got knocked out, lost his title because he was an idiot, and he decided to put his hands on me at all last night. Basically, I got this phone call that was unbelievable from Kenny G, and he basically called me a bunch of things he shouldn't have called me and said, if you got the balls to show up. So I showed up, and when I showed up, it was obvious that these two dudes wanted to really get their hands on me, and I took exception to that, and when it was all said and done, like I told everybody I was going to do, I knocked Donovan Ruddock out. The dude was out cold, and then he ended up getting blasted by Cahagas, who came off of about, I would say, about a 10 to 12 foot drop, chest first, through a table, and he lost his belt because he's an idiot. That's what happens when you mess with real dogs like me and Cahagas, dude. That dude Cahagas is a badass dude, man. I'm just going to be honest with you people out there. But hey, regardless of all that, let's get into the action today, ladies and gentlemen, because we are celebrating TNA's pay-per-view Hard Justice. I am giving away a TNA t-shirt to every single person who calls our show today to talk on the air. That's right. So if you call to talk about Cyborg versus Carano, if you call to talk about SummerSlam, you call to talk about TNA Hard Justice tonight, hell, you call to talk about Kurt Angle getting arrested or this whole situation with me and Donovan Ruddock, it doesn't even matter. Anyone who calls and talks on the air is getting themselves a free TNA t-shirt that they can pick up from the radio station here. Those numbers right now are 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. That number again is 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm flying solo today, so let's get into this. What was billed as the biggest fight in female MMA history did not disappoint last night. Ultimately, though, the hard-hitting Brazilian Christine Cyborg Santos proved too powerful for the previously unbeaten Gina Carano and delivered the face of women's MMA a first-round beating to win Strikeforce's first-ever 145-pound female title. The headliner, which was a milestone event for the sport and especially women's MMA, took place in front of 13,524 spectators at the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California, and it aired on Showtime last night. The matchup between North America's two most notable female fighters had been teased for more than a year by the now-defunct Elite XC promotion. It had taken nearly a year for Strikeforce to sign both fighters and set up the match that many believed would usher women's MMA into the mainstream. With a live Showtime audience and unparalleled media attention, Santos took control in the striking department early of the fight. Carano hung in tough for the first few minutes of the scheduled five-rounder and landed more than a couple solid shots. She was also masterfully escaped by the ankle lock and key lock submission attempts, but couldn't maintain the few times she garnered dominant ground positions. Carano, though, turned up the power late in the round. After Carano landed on her back, Santos stood over her opponent, rained down a series of blows. While initially covering up, Carano's defenses weakened as the timekeeper signaled that the 10-second warning was around. With the seconds ticking by, referee Josh Rosenthal warned Carano to fight back as she absorbed a steady stream of punches. But a split second before the round ended, he waved off the fight and awarded Santos the TKO victory. The official stoppage came at 4:59 of that opening frame. While there was some initial confusion over whether or not Carano had been saved by the bell, the end of the event was when her corner man, UFC legend Randy Couture, entered into the cage to tend to the fighter. Santos, who's now won 8 straight fights since a submission loss in her pro debut, credited the win to an intense training camps she's had since that first and only defeat. The key for tonight was 5 years of training, said Santos, who continually thanked the fans, Strikeforce, and Showtime for the opportunity. Carano, meanwhile, falls to 7-1 and snaps a 7-fight winning streak. Luckily for Extreme Couture fighter, though, she kept a bout close enough and could conceivably earn an immediate title shot with Santos, the first female champion in a major U.S. organization. In the night's co-main event, which featured two of the sport's most successful fighters of late, few could have predicted the lopsided and swift finish. Very swift finish. But for those who have seen Gegard Mousasi in action, another dominating performance probably won't come as much of a surprise. And it really didn't. Mousasi, who especially calm and collected as he entered the fight with Babalu Sobral, a former top UFC light heavyweight contender who made his first Strikeforce title defense since winning the belt from Bobby Southworth in November of 2008. Sobral's title reign would be a short one, and his attempted title defense would be remarkably swift. Mousasi never broke a sweat after taking Sobral to the mat and unloading a dozen blows, each of which connected flush. Sobral was knocked out cold midway through the barrage and reawoke from another blow just before the referee called the stop to the fight. The TKO stoppage came just 60 seconds into the first round. Let's break down the official results. 314-969-1380, 1-800-491-1380. Those are the numbers to get online. If you're listening on the east side or around the world, 1-800-491-1380. Or you can listen online if you're getting out of your car, you're going inside, www.team1380.net. Here's the deal. The official results, and don't forget, I'm giving away a free TNA t-shirt to all online callers who call in to talk on the air. Christine Cyborg Santos defeated Gina Carano via TKO punches in the first round. Gegard Mousasi defeated Renato Babalu Sobral in round one in 1 minute. Gilbert Melendez defeated Mitsuhiro Ishida via TKO in the third round. Fabricio Werenum defeats Mike Kyle via guillotine in round one. That was a big blow. We've had Mike Kyle on the show before to talk, and I thought Kyle would have put up a bigger fight against Fabricio Werenum, but then again, Fabricio Werenum is no idiot, so the guy can really fight, and he obviously proved it last night with a guillotine choke. Jay Heron defeated Jesse Taylor via unanimous decision. Scott Lighty defeated Mike Cook via TKO strikes. Justin Wilcox defeated David Douglas. James Terry defeated Zach Boucha, and Alex Trevino defeated Isaiah Hill via submission with a side choke, or as we like to call it. A side choke. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of different side chokes. You know what I'm saying? You could consider the old school headlock, playground headlock that you guys put your friends in all the time. That can be considered a side choke. But that was a Strikeforce last night, Carano versus Cyborg. And I got some things I want to talk about. And this is probably going to open up the lines a little bit. It's going to get people wanting to talk to me on the situation. 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. I had three problems with last night's situation. And actually two problems and one that I kind of thought about. And I'm not sure if it's really a problem or if it's just my like of style. Some people might like a different style better. So I understand where that comes from. But I had a couple problems, and none of them had to do with the TKO stoppage at 4:59 of the Carano fight. Honestly, after watching the last 10 seconds of that fight, Gina Carano wasn't fighting back. She was getting pummeled in her head. They could have sent it to the second round, and she was going to end up losing in the next 60 seconds of the first 60 seconds of the second round. That poor girl was getting her head beaten in. Now, two things. One, Cyborg did not overwhelm and just massacre Gina Carano. As much as people want to say that Gina Carano was just like manhandled last night, she was not manhandled by Cyborg. I don't believe that. She did lose in the first round, and she lost convincingly. I mean, she took some shots, and then she just did not answer about seven shots to the head right there in the last 10 seconds of the match. Okay? I agree with that completely. But she was not heavily defeated. At one point, I had a big problem with the people who were calling the fight for Strikeforce, because the one announcer made the comment, "Hey, does it seem like that these guys are just still nervous? They have, like, I can't remember the exact statement. It was like, they still have nervous jitters. They're not really fighting each other." No. At that point, they had already come to blows quite a few times. That was like 3 minutes into the fight. They had already come to blows quite a few times. There had been a couple of takedown attempts by Gina Carano. She'd actually been taken down hardcore by Cyborg, or within the first 30 seconds of the match. she was tripped and thrown to the ground. But you saw a lot of Carano getting on top of Cyborg and raining down blows, even standing up, pulling the old Anderson Silva, and then coming back in with a couple sidekicks trying to, you know, throw down punch. She even threw a Superman punch in there. Gina Carano did everything she could to try to defeat Christine or Cyborg. Okay, Christian Cyborg. But unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes the other person just is way more powerful. And the strikes that Cyborg was throwing were just so much more devastating than the strikes that Carano was throwing. But once again, I do not believe that Cyborg Santos manhandled Gina Carano. I think she defeated her in the first round via TKO, via strikes. And I think that the match, even though the bell sounded around the exact same time that these the ladies were called off of each other because the fight was over, I don't think it would have mattered. I think you send that to the next round, and early in that next round, within, I'd probably say, the first 60 to 90 seconds of the next round, Gina Carano was probably going to take a couple of really strong shots to the head, and that would have been the end of the match anyway. She was just outgunned last night. Does she deserve a rematch? Yes, she deserves a rematch. I think that that was a very entertaining fight. I saw more from those two ladies fighting in that 5 minutes than I had seen from quite a few other male fighters who are very well known in the sport between them and some of their counterparts. So I was very happy with what I saw last night, and I picked Cyborg. I picked Cyborg over Carano to win. You know, I like Gina Carano. I think she's a hottie. You know, the sexy badass, as me and Andy called her last week. But at the same point, Carano just didn't bring it last night. Cyborg did. So, why don't we turn around here in about 4 or 5 months and have a rematch? That's fine. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Have one in December. Have the rematch for Strikeforce. Put it as not the main event of the card, but put it as like a co-main event. Cyborg versus Carano 2 for the title. I think she deserves it. But did this, I got a question for all of you out there. 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. That's 969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. Did Christiane Cyborg's win over Gina Carano, did this usher in what we consider the world of female mixed martial arts? I personally believe it didn't usher nothing in. I think it was just a very well-hyped, well-regarded, and a very well-done fight between two ladies who really wanted to get at each other. But we have already known the name Gina Carano for a while. We had already known the name of Cyborg for a while. We've known the name of a few of these other people for a while that are in the female mixed martial arts world. Yes, it was a big deal that they were the main event. They were the big main event. And that is a big deal. That really is a big deal. At the same point, I don't think it ushered in a new era of it. I don't think UFC is going to put together an all-female UFC card tomorrow. Sorry, guys. I don't even think that you're going to get an all-female Strikeforce card anytime soon at all. So let's go to the phone lines, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to Matt. Matt, welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, not much. It's just me today, buddy. I wish there was guys here, but it's just me. What's going on?
Hey, I hope you shut that guy up enough that he won't call the show anymore. Did you take care of him last night or what?
I attempted to take care of him. I never got my hands on that the little guy, Kenny G, but I definitely got my hands on Donovan Ruddick. We knocked our friend Donovan Ruddick out. As soon as the video is up, you can go to AbsoluteWrestlingRadio.com, and we're going to have video of it. Still putting that together right now, but I might even slow-mo it. You know what I'm saying? Put the real nice slow-mo on it so you can see me clock this dude hardcore and knock his ass out. I'm sorry. It was ridiculous. It was funny.
I didn't get to see the Strikeforce show or the women's match last night. I really don't follow it, but can you explain to me, do you know why Cyborg is kind of, from what I could tell, is a heel and Carano is so over as a face?
I don't. Okay. I'm glad that you asked that question, Matt, okay? Because this is not just a question for Carano versus Cyborg. This is also a question of the Brock Lesnar versus Frank Mir. This is the question when it comes to our friend Fedor Emelianenko versus whoever he's going to take on. It's certain people. And, you know, Matt, I actually personally, as outside of radio and wrestling and everything else, I have this tendency to either people really like me or they really don't like me, okay? I'm one of those people. And I think Brock Lesnar's the same type of a person. People really like Brock or they really don't like Brock. I think some people are just... If someone else is real, like in the Carano Cyborg thing, I'm trying to explain as best I can. I can't give you like a definitive answer. It's just an opinion. I hope you understand that. In the Carano Cyborg thing, Gina Carano's a pretty face, okay? And people like pretty people. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how this world works. That's why Brad Pitt's a movie star and Mark and Matt aren't. Okay, that's why Gina Davis, you know, gets to go be a movie star and other women don't. I'm just using her as an example, not saying she's very super pretty or not. But what I'm saying is this world in the United States especially, it's pretty people sell, okay? I don't think people look at Cyborg and think she's pretty. I think that they think she's rough and tumble. She's a tomboy. I think that they get behind Carano because she is pretty, and they're like, well, that's really sexy that she's pretty and she could fight. You know what I'm saying? And then so by virtue of that, Cyborg immediately becomes, oh, wait, you're trying to fight our pretty person? Oh, no, if you're trying to fight our pretty person, we don't like you. Especially since you're kind of tomboyish. Now we really don't like you. What are you, a dude? See, and I don't think that that's fair to Christian Cyborg Santos, because I think she's a very good fighter. But the media is going to make, I mean, but that is the essence of mixed martial arts. That is the essence of pro wrestling. That is the essence of fighting in this world, Matt. There's always going, if every good fight should always have a good guy and a bad guy. Every good fight should always have a good guy and a bad fight and a bad guy. And if it's two bad guys that are going to fight, they better be really, really popular bad guys. Like bad guys that everyone knows are bad. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's like, dude, what if these two guys fought? You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of my answer for you. I think the media has hyped up Carano. She's a pretty face. So obviously you mix the pretty face. You know, she does all the public appearances and stuff like that. Cyborg's like Rocky. She trains in a mountain. She's doing her business. She's getting ready for her fights. She isn't a pretty face. She's like, she's kind of like Fedor. You know, Fedor isn't a pretty face. He's just really, really renowned for the fact that he's got a killer record and he can beat pretty much anyone he steps into the ring with. He's just demolishing them. So, you know, he's not really a pretty face either. And a lot of people, you know, they say that Fedor's overrated. There's other people that think Fedor is the greatest thing since sliced bread and nobody will ever be better than him. So, I don't know, man. I think every single person has a different thing. Like Brock Lesnar, like I said earlier. Brock Lesnar, man, everyone I've talked to just doesn't like the dude. They all admit, yeah, he manhandled Frank Mir and took care of business, and he's probably not going to get beat for a while. But at the same point, most of them still don't like Brock Lesnar. I don't mind Brock Lesnar. But then again, I think that we're kind of the same type of person. You know what I'm saying? I understand what it's like to be in the public eye and people have a certain opinion about you when they really don't know who you are. So that's my answer.
Have you met many crossover fans, wrestling and UFC like us, who also don't like Lesnar? Guys who are wrestling fans who don't like Lesnar in the UFC?
You know, I really haven't seen too many people. If anything, when it comes to the pro wrestling fans that I have met, whenever I bring up Brock Lesnar's name, they always say, yeah, I'm interested to see that fight. Yeah, they never really talk bad about him. They never talk him down. And I think that really comes from the fact that Brock Lesnar was in the pro wrestling world. See, for some reason, in pro wrestling, if you become successful in pro wrestling, people tend to understand that pro wrestling has a certain storyline, movie drama aspect to it. You know what I'm saying? And so when you get a person like that who becomes really successful in pro wrestling, people just look at them as a character, not necessarily the real person that they are outside of the storyline that they see on TV. You see what I'm saying? Kind of like a movie character. Like, we all know who Brad Pitt is. We just don't know who Brad Pitt is really behind the scenes. You know, Brad Pitt might love Matchbox cars and have the greatest collection of Matchbox cars in the entire world. We don't know that because we don't know Brad Pitt and we don't hang out with Brad Pitt. Do you see what I'm saying? Yep. So I think that you know, as far as like, you know, wrestling fans go, they see what they saw on TV. They understand that it's a character. So when they see the guy in the UFC, they're getting to see a little bit more of a real person as opposed to what they saw on the storylines on TV and pro wrestling. And I haven't heard many people from that side. Now, I've heard a lot of purists from the MMA world say that dude sucks and they hate him. and they don't want to deal with him, and they think that he needs to go away. But see, that's the beauty, Matt, of mixed martial arts. It's not about what everybody thinks. It's about what happens when that cage door closes and they ring the bell. It's that simple. And if Brock Lesnar, and I've said this 1,000 times, if Brock Lesnar wants to go out, talk a ton of trash about a bunch of people, and he gets into the ring, either he's going to back it up or he's going to get his butt kicked, period. Point blank, end of story. And when it's over with, no one's going to be able to sit there and go, oh, well, you know, it could have gone. No. It could have done. It went this way. He talked trash. He got his butt kicked, period. Point. In the books. Game over. It's done. Stop talking trash, dude. Do you see what I'm saying? So yeah. That's what I love about mixed martial arts. There is a realism to it. You can do whatever you want outside the ring. It's just like boxing. That's what made Muhammad Ali great. He could say whatever he wanted outside of that ring, but if he ever got into that ring and he lost after talking all that trash, people would find him suspect and say, you know what, he's just a trash-talking nobody. He needs to go away. But because he kept winning and winning effectively, he could talk trash as long as he wanted to. That's the beauty of it, you know? Everybody can have an opinion, but when that cage door closes, all opinions go away. Because the fight happens, and then whatever happens, happens, period. So,
I think it's good for Lesnar to be a heel-type persona in the UFC. It's something that sometimes you really don't even have in the UFC. I mean, we've all got our opinions. Tito Ortiz this, somebody this. But, I mean, people really hate Lesnar. And in the wrestling world, we know there's nothing wrong with being a heel. If that's your job, and it happens... From your personality, or whether because you're a pro wrestler and an angle, if you can do it right, and you can get people buying your pay-per-views, which we know Lesnar has helped them do, he's doing his job, and he's gold to them, man.
Right. Well, you know, everybody is glossed by the media nowadays. See, back when Jack Johnson, back when Rocky Marciano, back when those guys, Joe Louis and them, were pro boxing legends back in the 20s and 30s and 40s and all that, okay? The media wasn't on top of pro boxing. I mean, pro boxing was very popular, but the people in general, okay, they would run into these people on an everyday basis. So you got to see what Jack Johnson was like hanging out at a bar. So if Jack Johnson was just a jerk in a bar, he was just a jerk. If Babe Ruth was a womanizer who ate too many hot dogs all the time before his games and he would drink a bottle of Jack Daniels before he'd hit the mound for the New York Yankees or the Boston Red Sox or whoever he was playing for at the time, that's the person you got. But now, because everything's glossed by the media, there's this bridge between the people, what the people see, and who you really are, okay? They create this feeling. I guarantee you, Brock Lesnar wouldn't have as many detractors thinking that he's trying to play this whole heel pro wrestling storyline BS angle if this was the 1920s, because his angle would be only as effective as him hanging out at a bar, him being at a local shopping place, him at the grocery store, him in his neighborhood, and then word of mouth would spread. Yeah, that Brock Lesnar, he sure is he's a big, big DB, a big douchebag, man. I don't like that guy. He's just a jerk. I hope he gets his mouth punched in by Rocky Marciano next week. You know what I'm saying? That's how that would go. But nowadays, it doesn't work like that. You don't know who Brock Lesnar is. Brock Lesnar lives on some farm up in Minnesota. Nobody can get to him, and what you see is what you get. So he comes into the ring, and what you get out of Brock Lesnar is 15 minutes. And in that 15 minutes, he comes to the ring, he destroys somebody, and then he gets on the microphone and he says a bunch of stuff like, I hate Bud Light, I hate this, I hate that. And he throws it in a bunch of people's faces and he flips them all off. And then he walks out and that's that. And that's the end of it. He goes back to his farm after that, after apologizing, of course, in this case. But he goes back to his farm and that's that. There's no more to it. So now everybody only thinks that Brock Lesnar is this just jerk a-hole who's just gone out of his way to be a complete douche, man. So here's the situation. Matt, I really appreciate you calling the show today. I got to let you go. We're going to take a quick break here on Absolute Wrestling Radio. And thanks so much, Matt. And did he get your information?
No.
Here, I'm going to put you on hold. He's going to get your information. You got a free TNA t-shirt today, bud.
Thanks, brother.
No problem, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Jonathan, hold on the line. We're going to take a quick break here on Absolute Wrestling Radio. And when we come back, we're going to talk about TNA Hard Justice tonight. We're going to talk about Kurt Angle's running with the law. And, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about SummerSlam. So be prepared. Jonathan, hang on. We'll be back on Absolute Wrestling Radio right after this. Welcome back to Absolute Wrestling Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Bland, of course, here on the phone is my guy, Big Jonathan. Big Jonathan, welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio. How you been, bud?
I'm doing fine.
Jonathan, talk to me, man. What is going on, buddy?
Man, cheap shot artist, man.
What?
He jumped in
Excuse me?
Middle of a match.
What's that again? Oh, whoa. Were you there last night or something?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Talk to the people. Tell them what happened. I love hearing the story over and over. It's great to know what happened. Go ahead.
Well, when you came in from the side and he was on top of Cahagas, and then you knocked him out, put him on top of a table so that Cahagas could drop on him.
Yeah.
That was cheap.
You think that was cheap, huh? You think that was a cheap shot? You know, he shot his mouth off a lot. Did you see the beginning of the show? When I came in there after that phone, did you hear the phone call? You heard the phone call from Kenny G, didn't you?
Yeah.
You heard the phone call. That was kind of a rude phone call to leave on somebody's voicemail. If I left a voicemail message for you like that on your phone, you would probably be very unhappy about something like that. You'd probably want to get at me. So obviously I was going to show up after that phone call because I got that earlier that day. That was just ridiculous. I couldn't believe that. I was going to go to an MMA show that night, and unfortunately I got that phone call. That was ridiculous, Jonathan. That doesn't even make sense, man. So
take it man on man so he can drop you.
What's that?
Take it man on man so he can just drop you and get it over with.
Oh, they don't want... See, that's the problem. You see, the reason that I'm having the issue with these dudes right now is because they don't want to set a date for the show. They just don't want to set a date for the show. That's the problem. So if they're going to set a date for the show, then maybe we can talk. But until they set a date for the show, or they set a date to where we can wrestle each other, I ain't got no time for this, man. These dudes gotta... They gotta wake up, man. That's all there is to it. And now... Donovan definitely had to wake up, didn't he? Because he got knocked out, didn't he? Didn't he, Jonathan?
He got knocked out.
Yeah, he got knocked out. He got knocked out. He lost his title.
Yeah, but that's not the way to do it. Cost another man his belt.
Who cares? I don't really care about Donovan Ruddick at this point. Donovan Ruddick is running around letting Kenny G do all his talking for him, and now, you know, Kenny G's walked this dude into a hornet's nest, unfortunately, and that hornet's nest just knocked his little tail out. That's all there is to it. I mean,
just remember when the end of the day comes.
In the end of the day, the famous St. Louis catchphrase, at the end of the day, everybody's at the end of the day. You know what? Let me tell you about at the end of the day. Yesterday, the day ended at midnight, and as of midnight last night, Donovan Ruddick had been knocked out by Mark Bland. How about that? At the end of yesterday, Donovan Ruddick had been knocked out by Mark Bland. By the way, at the end of today, Donovan Ruddick still will have been knocked out by Mark Bland. Nothing will have changed. So at the end of the day, I still stand, and you could call me a cheap shot artist, you could call me whatever you want, but that's it. Anything else you want to talk about, Jonathan?
No, that's it, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Uh-huh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Jonathan trying to call in and justify why I whipped Donovan Ruddick's little tail last night because he's a little girl. That's all there is to it. There's nothing I can do about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about TNA Hard Justice. That's right. Before we even talk about that, let's talk about this Kurt Angle situation. If you didn't know, according to a criminal report filed in Pittsburgh yesterday, Kurt Angle has been arrested, and at the time that this story was given to me, it was currently in the Allegheny County Jail in Pittsburgh. There was an altercation at his home. It involved Kurt Angle and his girlfriend, Trinicia Biggers, a.k.a. TNA's Rocka Khan. Biggers went to the police and filed a protection from abuse order against Kurt Angle, and the police came and removed Angle from the home this morning, which was yesterday morning, around 8 a.m. Biggers called the police again, stating that Angle was stalking her. She had gone to Starbucks to use the internet and told police that Angle had her phone and had been circling the parking lot. She claimed Angle was deleting photos from the phone, which were described as pictures of abuse. Angle was questioned by police under suspicion of DUI, and when they searched the vehicle, they found used syringes and two vials of HGH. Angle claimed that he had a prescription for the medication and could provide that to police. Angle is currently awaiting arraignment on the following charges, ladies and gentlemen. Driving while operating privileges suspended. Prohibited acts, possession, and harassment. Angle is scheduled to defend the TNA title tonight at Hard Justice pay-per-view in Florida. And as I know of right now, Kurt Angle has been taken out of the jail. He is going to be tonight at TNA's Hard Justice pay-per-view. But odd situation between Rocky Khan and Kurt Angle outside of the world. TNA is just all a flutter right now, man. Let's think about this. They got the situation between, Jeff, I'm losing it right here off the top of my head. Between Kurt Angle's wife and Jeff Jarrett going on behind the scenes to the point where Jeff Jarrett might even lose his position as one of the board members of TNA as well as his position of one of the owners of TNA. Now you got the situation between Rocky Khan and Kurt Angle. And he's going to jail. He was possibly not going to even be at the TNA pay-per-view tonight. So, unbelievable things. Give us a call, 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. That number again is 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. Call us now. Get on the phones. I want to hear your opinion of the TNA Hard Justice pay-per-view lineup. Let's run this down real quick. TNA World Heavyweight Championship Triple Threat Match, Kurt Angle versus Sting. TNA Legends Championship Match, Mick Foley versus Kevin Nash, which is actually kind of shaping up the way they're setting it up to be very interesting. TNA Tag Team Title Match, Scott Steiner and Booker T versus Team 3D. X Division Title Match, Homicide versus Samoa Joe. TNA Knockouts Championship Match, Angelina Love and Velvet Sky versus ODB and Cody Deaner. I don't understand this Cody Deaner situation at all. Suicide versus Chris Sabin versus Alex Shelley versus Daniels versus D'Angelo De Niro, a.k.a. Elijah Burke. Versus Consequences Creed versus Black Machismo versus Amazing Red. I think that that's all they have ever. I'm going to ask the T-Man here in a second when I bring him on the line. But I think that that's all they have for Styles and Sabin and Shelley and all these guys and Amazing Red. All they have is these 19-man X-Division matches. That's all they ever, ever, ever have. New Japan IWGP Tag Team Championship match, the British Invasion versus Beer Money Incorporated. A singles match for Hernandez's World Heavyweight Championship briefcase, Hernandez versus Big Rock. And a $5,000 bounty match, Abyss versus Jethro Holiday. So let's go to the phone lines. T-Man, welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing great, man.
Oh, my God. I was actually going to call about something totally different, but when I heard you just break that story about Kurt Angle, all I had to say is OMG, LOL, and WTF. Oh, that would explain why we haven't seen Rocker Khan in a while. That explains a lot nowadays.
Oh, yeah, dude. The situation is just out of control. Now, I had another question I wanted to ask you. What's the situation with Alex Shelley, Chris Sabin, and all these guys? All I see ever from these guys is these 18-man battle royal-style matches. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I've noticed that over the last 4 to 6 months that, like, a lot of the X Division guys are more or less been put in, like, tag teams. And so there hasn't been really, like, that individual X Division guy breaking out aside from just Christopher Daniels and the whole Suicide angle they were doing at first. It's not our Amazing Red. I mean, it just doesn't seem like there'd be a lot of guys that just stand out. Hopefully, because I think that's a good fit for Elijah Burke, because not really the biggest dog in the yard, so I do see him having more of a fast-paced kind of style, so I think he should be a perfect fix for tonight.
You know what I like? I like the fact that they're kind of pushing Hernandez for this world heavyweight situation, and I really think that they need to push him past Big Rom and get him into a style match with either a Kurt Angle or a Sting and really give him a shot to run with it, because I like Hernandez. I think Hernandez has the opinion and the look, the feel of a guy that could be a dominating heavyweight in this game. And there's something that I don't like about pro wrestling that's been around for a long time is that the tendency of the promoters, whether it be Vince McMahon, whether it be, you know, either you got to suck a lot of, you do a lot of, whatever a lot of, to get to the top of the game. And I don't like that at all. I don't like the fact that you always gotta, you know, shine something up to try to get to the top of the, to the top of the food pole. I like to see some guys that have the look and the feel like a Samoa Joe when they were running with him. I like to see that, man. I like to see guys get a shot because it's very hard. It's not, you know, people always say it's really hard to get into WWE in a lot of these places. It is hard. Don't get me wrong, it's very hard. But it's not as hard as people make it out to be. And the thing is that I think that they make it out to be a bigger deal. But once these guys get on these rosters, it's extremely hard to go from low card to mid card and from mid card to the top card. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that there are certain wrestlers that are very talented, and their talent is what gets them to the top card. Other guys, it's not so much their talent, it's their charisma, it's the way they handle themselves on the microphone. It's things like that. That's what gets them to the top card. I want to see a Hernandez get to the top card, because I think a Hernandez is one of those guys that can break. I think it's about making a superstar, you know? Pro wrestling's always been afraid to make a superstar, and then the person leaps. Guys,
yeah,
that's what pro wrestling is, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll just say this real quick.
Sure.
Back when they did the whole fired and fees angle, I kind of scratched my head initially when he got that title shot in the briefcase. I was like, okay. But now, since they kind of like making him a singles guy and he broke away from LAX for the moment,
yep.
I didn't know what fact that they're kind of changing his look gradually, and they did the little behind-the-scenes interview with him and Mike Tenay. You know, the little backstory kind of made sense.
Yep.
Where, yeah. Well, I could probably predict he might finally cash that in by Bound for Glory and become that, you know, get that title shot. But the only thing is, either he'll win it and then lose it the next week, or he'll get the title shot and just don't get it at all and he'll lose. But unfortunately, I think they still kind of got this glass ceiling where it's still about Sting, Angle, and maybe Jeff Jarrett, and maybe sometimes throwing Samoa Joe as their top world title contenders. Until they can get past that, I agree. You know, Hernandez might be a nice dark horse every now and then.
All right. There it is. Well, thank you, T-Man. Here's the thing. I'm going to put you on hold real quick, T-Man, and I'm going to have Travis get all your information. You got yourself a free TNA t-shirt. You got to pick it up from the station. Okay, bud?
Thanks. Cross the T, dot of the I. Appreciate it.
You got it, man. Thanks, T-Man, for calling in. Oh, T-Man, call back. I just hit the wrong button. I dropped you instead of putting you on hold. I do apologize. T-Man, call immediately back to the radio show. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the phone lines now. Hey, Kenny, welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio. What's going on?
Hey, I'm a big wrestling fan, and I really like Mark Bland. Hey, listen here, dude.
This oh, Jesus.
Kenny G. And after the crap you pulled last night, dude, October 10th, everything's signed, everything's done. You need to have your butt at that building and go ahead and let's end it right here, right now.
So, October 10th, you want to do this thing on October 10th. You're ready for that?
I'm ready for that. Let's sign the papers. Let's get it done. I don't need to talk. I'm busy with my family. I don't have time for people like you. I don't have time for stuff like this. The fans want it. The people want it. And it looked like you two want it. So, you know, there's no need for animosity. Let's get it done.
You got it, Kenny G. Sounds like it's going to be a match, ladies and gentlemen, October 10th. Where did you want to do this at?
We're going to do it in Granite City, Illinois. We had a full building last night. You kind of snuck whoever you snuck. There's a little title change. It doesn't matter. We're not even going into that. Bottom line is, be there October 10th. Let's get the contract signed. Let's get it done. It's what the people want. There's no need for any kind of theatrics. Let's do it. The end of the line.
Okay, bud. You got it, man. October 10th, I'll be there to designate that butthole that we call Donovan Ruddick into the earth. I mean, I'm just going to beat this dude down. I'm going to rock his world, dude. I think you figured it out real quickly last night. You see, and I made the statement last night on my Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen. I made the statement last night. Kenny, you heard it yourself.
Oh,
he runs around.
Why don't you listen to me
for 1 second. He runs around fighting these little small guys in St. Louis, thinking himself is a big monster. But when he got face-to-face with me last night, he wasn't staring me down too easily. It wasn't like he was monstering over the top of me. So I think that you got a really good idea last night that this might not be as easy of a match for Donovan Ruddick as you guys were thinking it was.
I'll give you that much, but you also got to agree, he wasn't facing the little guy from St. Louis. He was facing international superstar Kahegas, Tokyo Monster. You got to give me that, and I'll give
you... Oh, yeah, and that dude whooped his tail. If he can whip his tail, I know I can whip his tail. Like I said, that was a great PWI top 400, 500 match? That wasn't no PWI 100 match. because you ain't got no PWI 100 guys. So don't go around talking all the trash, acting like you're a big tough guy. October 10th, you're going to get a PWI 100 match because you're going to get one of the best in the game who's not even in the game taking out one of the PWI top 500 guys, right? Isn't he like number 499 or 500?
The trash talking is done, dude. I'm done with the trash talking. October 10th, if people want to see a match, there's a match.
Okay, you got it.
It's up to you to be there.
You got it, bro.
I give you credit for what you've done, but don't sell anybody short, dude.
You got it, bro. You got it.
October 10th, I'll see you at the building.
You got it, man. We'll see you later, Kenny G. You have a great life.
I will.
That was Kenny G, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like I finally got what I wanted. October 10th, Mark Bland versus Donovan Ruddick. Oh, man, this is going to be good. This is going to be. In fact, you know what? Daryl, stay on. In fact, you know what? Here's the deal. Here's what we're going to do. Let me take Daryl. Daryl, welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio. What can I do for you, dude?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man, how you doing, buddy?
Okay. You know about this TNA? They do the stuff week after week. It ain't going to change by TNA. The same wrestling week after week.
That's right, man. That's what you get with TNA, man. You're going to get the same thing. But that's what you get with all the big names. See, that's the problem with professional wrestling. You're always getting the same big names at the top of the card, man. How many times does Randy Orton got to fight John Cena versus Triple H?
Always wrestling against the same people week after week. Don't anything change?
No, it's not going to change, Daryl. It's not going to change. There's nothing I can do about it, buddy.
I don't think it's something else. I shout at the championship.
That's what I'm saying with this Hernandez situation, but I don't know, dude.
You know, at the light of he's out of ECW, did he left wrestling or something?
Who's that again?
Elijah Burke.
Elijah Burke. He goes by a different name now. He's over in TNA. He goes by the name D'Angelo De Niro.
Oh, he's in TNA?
Yeah, he's in TNA. He's going to be wrestling tonight in the Steel Asylum match.
Oh, okay. You know, is he still talking TNA, or he still coming, or what?
Who's that?
Rob Van Dam.
I don't know what the situation with Rob Van Dam is. I know there was talks there, but there's not much going on beyond that.
Is Hulk Hogan going to get back into wrestling, or he's doing something else right now?
Hulk Hogan is always going to be in wrestling. There's nothing that, you know, there's nothing that he can't do as far as his life goes with wrestling. He'll always be involved in wrestling in some form. In fact, he'll always be wrestling in many people's eyes.
I heard he had some kind of bad surgery. I heard he wanted to get back to work or something.
He probably does want to get back to work with all the lack of things that are going on. But, Daryl, check it out. Thank you for calling Absolute Wrestling Radio today, buddy.
All right, man.
I appreciate it, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break on Absolute Wrestling Radio. When I come back, we're going to break down real quickly what's going on with SummerSlam 2009 and a few other things. Shaquille O'Neal attending WEC. Callous Ladies was released by UFC. Amazing. And Phil Baroni is out of Strikeforce. I'm going to try to drop those down, and maybe we'll run down the quick card for UFC 102 just so that you guys kind of got an idea of what's going on there. We'll be back on Absolute Wrestling Radio. October 10th, Mark Bland versus Donovan Ruddick at Granite City. You better be there. It was just announced. Finally got my date, baby. I'm going to whoop this dude's tail. Welcome back to Absolute Wrestling Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Bland, and it was just announced by Kenny G. He finally decided to man up, show that they got some cojones, him and Donovan Ruddick. Travis, are you going to be there? Are you going to be there to see me whoop this dude's tail and put it through his head, man? I'm going to put a chair through his head.
Are you inviting me there?
Yeah, you're invited. Come on out, man. I want you to be there.
All right. I'll definitely make it a shot at if I'm not doing any kind of things for Linda Wood as far as broadcasting, I will definitely try to be there.
Dude, October 10th, I think it's going to be probably a Saturday night, I can only assume. But you show up on October 10th, you're going to get to see your boy Mark Bland, who you've been working with for well over a year now, get into the ring for the first time in 5 years and whip some dude's tail, man. I'm telling you, man, you're going to enjoy it.
Sounds like a good deal.
Plus, if you don't like me because of all the stuff we put you through here on the show, you can just cheer for him. Do you see what I'm saying?
I would never do that.
I would understand that. Ladies and gentlemen, give me a call, 314-969-1380. That number again is 314-969-1380. Get on the lines if you got any questions about the Cyborg Santos versus Carano fight from Strikeforce last night. Anything about TNA Hard Justice pay-per-view. Plus, I'm giving away a t-shirt to every single person who gets on the line and calls us. If you get on the line and call us, you will win a t-shirt. It's that simple. You have to pick the t-shirt up from the radio station, but you will win a t-shirt. Let's do some other news real quick. Let's quickly run down the 2009 WWE SummerSlam card as it stands right this second. Randy Orton versus John Cena in a singles match for the WWE Championship. Chris Jericho in the Big Show versus Crime Time. Rey Mysterio versus Dolph Ziggler. Not that I really care about that match. I really don't understand why they're pushing that so hard. But Jeff Hardy versus CM Punk. Very interesting angle. Kind of turning into something I do want to see. I want to see Jeff Hardy versus CM Punk. Even though the first match was decent, I think they might step it up a level with this one. I think it's going to be good. It's going to be a TLC match. And whenever a TLC match happens, there's usually... I like a four tag team TLC match more than I like a singles TLC match. For some reason, the TLC matches with singles aren't as good as when they got the four tag teams going at it. And D-Generation X now back together. Triple H and Shawn Michaels versus The Legacy with Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase in a tag team title match. Actually, it's not a title match. It's just a tag team match. So that's the current WWE 2009 SummerSlam card. Do you like the card? Do you not like the card? 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. Big Time Wrestling announced that on their TV show last night that former WWE star and TNA ECW star Justin Credible had been released from his BTW contract, and the BTW heavyweight title of Massachusetts-based promotion had been declared vacant. Go to www.btwpro.com for more details on the situation. Also, former ECW heavyweight champion Steve Corino was backstage at last night's Ring of Honor television tapings visiting some friends. So that's very interesting also. Let's see here. Beyond that, new Cleveland Cavalier and MMA fan Shaquille O'Neal attending WEC 43. So here's the deal. At least one celebrity may be in attendance at next month's WEC 43 event, and he should be pretty easy to find in the crowd because he's huge. In a new promo video released by World Extreme Cage Fighting, NBA superstar and new Cleveland Cavalier Shaquille O'Neal discusses the WEC September 2nd show and the headline fight between Donald Cerrone and Benson Henderson that earns the winner an interim lightweight title shot. Or wins an interim lightweight title. It's not a shot. You get the title. WEC 43, which airs on Versus, takes place at the Covelli Center in Youngstown, Ohio, which is just located hours outside of Cleveland. Shaq is one of MMA's biggest celebrity fans, and he has stated he's trained MMA for a better part of the decade and even hinted he's considered competing professionally once his NBA career concludes. Check out any videos and stuff like that at WEC.com. Here's the situation. Recently, there's been talk because of the Monday Night Raw appearance that there's been some rumors. They're just rumors. They're kind of on the backside, but the rumors are very simple. He wants to take on, are you ready for this one? He wants to take on the Big Show in a mixed martial arts match. What do you think? Who would you have in that situation, ladies and gentlemen? If Shaquille O'Neal took on the Big Show from WWE in a mixed martial arts match in a cage, who would you have? Call me, 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. Let me know who you feel would win that match. Who do you got? Who do you got, Travis? Who would you have between Shaquille O'Neal and the Big Show from WWE in a mixed martial arts match?
Well, I would think since Shaquille O'Neal says he's been training for how long, did you say?
He says he's been training on and off for the better part of a decade.
I would say maybe Shaquille O'Neal, just because Big Show is more of a wrestler than a MMA kind of guy, you know?
But what we got to remember here too, Travis, is that a lot of these guys like your Brock Lesnar's and stuff like that, they were wrestlers too. And there's a lot of very successful wrestlers.
I don't know. It'd be a big greasy pig looking match, I think.
Oh, yeah. You'd have two super heavyweights in there. That's a guarantee.
Do they even have a ring big enough for both of those guys?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure those cages can handle those guys. That's not the issue. But I think it would be very interesting. So, anyway. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Talas Ladies, surprised and upset about his UFC release, Following a controversial loss to Alessio Sicara at UFC 101, Brazilian fighter and backlayer, I like to call him the backlayer, Talis Ladies received word that he would be released by the promotion. He was surprised by the move. Check this out. My manager received one email from the UFC telling him that he was out of the UFC. Ladies told MMAweekly.com in an exclusive interview, personally, I think it's unfair. Despite neither competitor finishing the fight, most felt the Ladies did enough to notch the win, but the judges in Philadelphia saw it differently and handed the decision to Sicara. I don't understand what the two judges saw, commented Ladies. Unreal. With the news still fresh in his mind, Ladies is quick to point out that he doesn't plan to sit on the sidelines for very long. Still training hard, looking for new proposals for a fight, he said, for his immediate future. The motivation of being cut seems to be all Ladies needs to drive him to work that much harder, and the Brazilian will do exactly that to get back to the top of the promotion in the sport. Very, very interesting situation. I don't even know what to say to the situation. I really don't. I think, wow. I mean, it is weird that Talis Ladies, you know, has been released. I understand the situation where he did not at all show any fight in him in the Anderson Silva fight. Okay, we all know. Wait, I'm double check. I need to double check that. But we saw Talis Ladies laying on his back a lot. Then we turn around. He doesn't necessarily notch the win at UFC 101, but he did do enough to, in many people's minds, including myself, get over to the judges that he could have easily gotten the call on that fight. But then after those two losses, they're just going to let him go. One that was suspect and the other one where he obviously didn't do anything. This guy, before the Anderson Silva fight, this guy was undefeated. Undefeated. Okay? The guy was undefeated, man. That's all I'm saying. If you're undefeated, you're undefeated. Two losses should not be your, especially with an undefeated record. And I'm going to double check this real quickly just so I got it. Hey, let's welcome Mike to the radio. What's up, Mike?
Okay, you asking about who will win between Shaquille O'Neal and Big Show?
Yes.
I'll place them both in a tie.
You would place them in a tie?
Yes.
And explain why.
Well, they're pretty much both big guys, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they are both big, very big guys.
Then I'm cool with my thing. The only question I want to ask, who has the much more experience?
Obviously, Shaquille O'Neal says that he's got 10 years of training under his belt. The Big Show's a pro wrestler, though. I mean, those guys aren't stupid. There's a lot of good guys. Randy Orton can really wrestle outside of what you see on TV. I'm not sitting there saying that what you see on TV isn't, you know, legitimate wrestling. I mean, there is a lot that goes into it. But just like Kurt Angle has the gold medal from the Olympics, you know, guys like Orton, guys like Brock Lesnar, guys like Kurt Angle, those guys really do know how to fight and do know how to wrestle outside of the ring, just like Dan Severn did. And Dan Severn is a legend in the UFC and won himself a couple title belts.
Speaking of Severn, where is he at these days anyway?
Severn's just in I think he's in retirement, honestly. I mean, I cannot hear. I'll bring his last name. Severn. Okay. Let's see what we got here when I bring his name up here. I guess I got that wrong anyway. I'm going to try to bring his name up here real quick. And get you the information that you're looking for.
Okay, well, I'll take it up there.
All right, man, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was Mike, ladies and gentlemen, on Absolute Wrestling Radio. You can get on the phone lines, too, if you want. Give us a call, 314-969-1380. We're getting ready to get out of here on Absolute Wrestling Radio, but Talis Ladies says, surprise, yes. He's actually 14-3. Before the Anderson Silva fight, he had one loss. I'm sorry. Before the Anderson Silva fight, one loss. That's a lot of wins and only two losses. I don't think that, you know, but that's kind of the old Fedor argument. Fedor has one loss that was extremely suspect. The people say if he ever got knocked out or beat, would he lose his glitz and glamour? I don't know how a guy with a 35-win record and one loss, or 33-win and one loss record, how this person could possibly at all be looked down upon and just dropped after one loss and 35 wins against some of the most respected and unbelievably legendary individuals in the mixed martial arts community. It's unbelievable, man. So, pretty much, Dan Severn, let's see here. Most recently, he was interviewed by blogtalkradio.com for the show In Our Opinion, which he discussed his storied career with host Southern Eagle and Steel City Storm. The show aired live on 311. Basically, they're saying that he's pretty much just kind of sitting on the sidelines not doing nothing. I guess you could say that Dan Severn's retired. It doesn't necessarily say that. Pretty much it's all been pro wrestling for the last, looks like about almost 10 years. It's been nothing but pro wrestling for him. So, you know, he's definitely out of the UFC. He's not doing anything over there, and that's about it. I mean, I'll check this profile up here. Yeah, they're not saying that he's doing anything beyond just, you know, sitting on the sidelines. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but hey, Phil Baroni's also out of Strikeforce. He's probably going to be UFC bound. He was just let go by Strikeforce after a few losses over there, which makes a lot of sense. But hey, UFC 102, who do you got? Nog versus Randy Couture. Nog's 31-5. Randy Couture is 16-9. Nog might be a little bit much to handle after the Brock Lesnar fight for Randy Couture, so we're going to find that. Plus, you got Silva, Thiago Silva versus Keith Jardine. That should be a really, really good match. So get ready for that one, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to thank Travis for running the board once again. Thanks to all the fans that have listened to the show. We really appreciate it. Please visit AbsoluteWrestlingRadio.com for more information on the show. And if you're interested in advertising on the show, please contact us at news@AbsoluteWrestlingRadio.com. We'll even put your information and advertisements within the podcast. Thank you, and thank you all, and thank you for listening all this time to Absolute Wrestling Radio. We all really appreciated it. So, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mark Bland. That was another episode of Absolute Tiger Woods. We love Tiger Woods of Absolute Wrestling Radio. We'll see you guys next time on Absolute Wrestling Radio.